Mobile plans, iPads, tablets, complete business solutions. Telstra Store Malvern is your point of difference. Call 1300 959 439 or click on the link on Jock's website to cash in. Telstra Store Malvern. Tell them Jock sent you.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
There's less than 2 weeks to go till the big bloody dance kicks off. We're here in the bungalow, and I'm here next to Poodler. Here you go. Higginbotham, how are you, son?
Very well, thank you, Jock.
Looking as excited as I am, mate. This is a bloody huge fortnight we've got ahead of us.
I am extremely aroused, Jock.
So am I, son. So am I. Crouching one. How are you, mate?
Ah, welcome.
You ready for the biggest two bloody weeks of your season, son?
You say who else in Bangalore?
Before we do, Jock, I must mention our affiliates, the Telstra store in Malvern.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful.
This week, community, click on the link, call the number attached to the icon,
yeah,
and get a free account review, Jock.
Yeah, that's right, because they're going to make sure that you're on that right plan so that you can consolidate all your phone services with all the other features and that they've got. So if you call up today and you get that free account review, they'll sort you right out. They're good blokes too.
Agreed, you know? Jock. Agreed. Those thinking of moving over to Telstra,
which you should.
Those wanting an iPad, a tablet device, or even a new phone,
can
Jock.
Can you get Foxtel through them as well?
A T-Box is exceptional.
T-box.
I have just discovered the game as analyzer feature on the T-Box, Jock.
Analyzer, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Comes with a Telstra package.
Absolutely.
Call our friends at Telstra Malvern. They will sort you out.
Remember, you support them, they support us, and we'll look after you because you get discounts from the community.
Welcome.
We have got a very special friend in here with us. He is the winner of Supercoach 2013. He is one of the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community's favourite sons. He is the coach of the Dimowitch, and he is Johnny Bruin. How are you, son?
Yeah, I'm well, guys. Thanks for having me in again. It's good to shoot the breeze with you boys.
Oh, Mr. John, you bloody strong man. You keep fit? You keep bloody fit?
Yeah, look, a few laps. What's Jock's trick? A couple of laps of the bay in the morning?
Burpees, mate. Every morning, 150 burpees, run 500 metres, go around the buoy, come back, couple of star jumps, jog around the back of the Holden ute, come up the sand, drag a few tyres, come home, Wheatbitch. Every bloody morning, mate.
Works well.
It is the cans before lunch that I worry about, Jock.
Oh, vitamin B, mate, vitamin B. Johnny, it's been a huge week. I know we've got a couple of big weeps ahead of us, mate, but it's been a big week of NAB action, hasn't it, son?
It has been 18 games in 18 days. It's pretty full on, but it's been good to have some footy back.
Can't get enough of it. Cannot get enough. How have you been seeing it, Higgs?
I have been a caged tiger.
You look like a caged bloody tiger.
John, last year I can't help but note that you went in with pretty much 3 primo with 5 rookie defence.
I'm not far off that right.
Brett Goods, Jaden Pitt, Campbell Heath, Lewis Stevenson and Dean Turlick. This year sees quite a change to our defensive structures. This year we are not blessed with the Port Adelaides of the world. Are you changing your whole strategy this year?
I think I'm forced to do things a little differently this year. You're right, there's not as many bankable rookies that we can put on the field in the defence, but of the three lines, or the three main ones anyway, I still think it's the place I'll go a little lighter on than elsewhere. You know, we'll see which rookies get named round one. That'll have a lot to do with it, and whether someone like McDonald is D5 or D6, but I still think you want to be spending money on the other lines first before you go too top heavy in defence.
One of the big questions that came up on the Facebook the other day was Alexis Georgiou from Melbourne. $102,000. If he comes up off the Melbourne rookie list, I mean, he could change Supercoach structures. I myself have 4 rookies down back at the moment with a mid-pricer, depending on Georgiou getting in. It's critical, isn't it?
Poor rookie.
Yeah, he's probably a player that people will look to sneak in, but he could be a bit of fool's gold. He may only get 2 or 3 games at Melbourne before he's back out of the side. So yeah. I don't know if he's quite the pick he might seem.
How can you find 4 rookie in defence? You say me this. This year, I think year for mid-price defence, You pick a player like Shannon Hearn. You pick player like the Jack Watt Burnman.
Oh, Jesus.
You pick player like the Trent McKenzie. This enabled you to run one more on-field keeper because only Luke McDonald seemed like lock. You say me this.
I'll show you this, crouching one. Now, I've tried to hold me bloody self back these past days, you blokes. I've been working with you blokes for a very bloody long time. Peter, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me sheepish. Crouching, you just mentioned Jack Bloody Watch.
Let it out, Jock.
You just mentioned Jack Bloody Watch.
Yes, I did, Jock.
I'll work me ass off. Day after bloody day for you blokes. She'd teach you how to bloody do the thing. I turn on me bloody Twitter. There's you, Higgo. Yes, I'm looking at bloody Sean Higgins.
Yes, Jock.
Crouching one, you're mentioning bloody Jack Watts. Johnny Bruin, I love you, son. Don't get me wrong, mate. You're a wonderful super coach and you've been under me wing for many, many years. But I heard you talk about bloody Higgins on a Twitter the other day. Shall I just walk around and slap myself in the bloody face? Sean bloody Higgins.
Mr. Jock.
I'm going to get a drink. I'll be back in a minute.
Excellent.
You blokes have a good, hard, bloody look at yourselves.
Excellent, Jock.
A good, hard, bloody look at yourself.
I would like to play a song right now, Jock. Every year I pick my team, I start to dream the dream of $50,000. My team is set, there's no regret, I just select my favorite guns and rookie players. I watch the nab and start to think that this must be the year to take a risk or two. Then I go and spoil it by picking someone stupid like a Burnman. We've got Atlee, Vaco, Tomahawk, Jack Grimes and Watson, don't forget a Dane Zorko. Greg Rorten really burnt us all, and now I think I just might fall for Higgins. So help me here, community, this is a trap for all to see, I just can't stop it. With more expensive rookies, is it time to roll the dice and pick a Burnman or two? Please help me, Jock, to see the light, I really cannot sleep at night, I am afraid. Please stop me now from doing it and picking someone stupid like a Burnman.
Oh, this bloody beautiful.
Peter.
Oh.
Peter, was that you singing as I walked back in the room?
I need your help, Jock.
I know you do, mate.
I need your help.
Come here, mate.
You walked out of the room.
I know, it's 2 weeks to go.
I have been considering these Burnmen.
I know you
every
have.
Year.
We all
every
do, mate.
Year.
We all do, even the most experienced among us do. Just look at me, son. Look at me. You're going to be okay, Shannon.
Am I, Jock?
You're going to be okay.
Am I? I picked Carnesis last year, Jock.
No, you did, but you're not picking
Bloody Higgins. I picked Zorko last year, Jock.
Johnny, I'm sorry, mate. I feel like you're a guest and you've come into a very emotional time. There's people bobbing up, and even the most experienced fantasy footballers do almost get sucked in sometimes, mate.
They do. I think we've all been there.
Oh, no. How do you see some of these blokes? Sean Higgins, for instance.
You see, simple. They're Burnmen. You piss them off.
They're hard to ignore. I mean, there's definite value in a few of them. If you can predict the ones that stay in the park, some of them are going to be bullseyes.
This bullshit. Jack Watt, Burnman. Dan Zorko, Burnman. Yeah. Mark Murphy, Burnman. You piss off my team.
I just want to put this out here. It's very important we talk about Sean Higgins. Poyter, will you not consider Sean Higgins?
Jock, I have him in and out of my team.
Crouch. Crouching one.
You not ask me this, or I fly kick you.
John Bruin.
He's in or out. I think he's out at the moment.
Jack Watch. Peter Higginbotham.
He is in my team, Jock. And that is why I'm asking for help. He is in my team.
Crouching one.
I fly kick your ass. Get him out my team.
Johnny Bruin.
No Jack Watch.
No Jack Watch. Peter, after this podcast, let's get through this together today. Tonight, we're going for a long walk. Okay?
Jock.
Let's get on with
Jock.
This. Come on.
Jock.
Yeah.
Let's rewind.
to 2012.
Yeah, okay.
Jack Watts averaged 80.
Yes.
Forgetting last year, looking at NAB Cup form, I see him as an 85-plus point scorer.
Yeah.
If he manages to do that, he will appreciate considerably. He will be an excellent pick.
See, I'd want to be convinced he's a 95-plus average player. Ruiz is running him through the midfield, but he'll also put him down back. He'll also put him up forward. I don't think Ruiz will have that one permanent position that we need to see from Jack Watts to get the continuity. Yeah, you ought to get the continuity together to get yourself some good fantasy consistent scoring. I can't see that in Jack Watts.
Okay, Mr. John, you say me Jack Watts.
No, I don't think he's a pick for me. I think Jock's right. I don't think he's going to play through the mids as much as people are assuming for him to get the points. You might make some small coin, but I don't think he's going to get the points for you.
Thank you, John. Look.
Okay, you say me Jack Graham. I like Jack Graham. You like Jack Graham?
Yeah, I think he's got a little more class than Jack Watts. He's probably got the role as sweeper at the halfback, and they're going to hold on to the ball a lot, it seems. They've got a weak draw early on, so I think Jack Grimes is probably the one that I'm most interested in.
Suppose since Tim Broomhead went down as well, we're never going to quite get a sweeper as significant as Broomhead, but look, Grimes could step up to the plate, I've got to say that. Down back, and look, this is the time of year. We know what the premiums are. The rookies are starting to blood themselves. We're cash restricted. That's why some of these mid prices start to look probably more promising than they should be. Having said that, I saw a St Kilda team who will have a very difficult year. You know, I love me St Kilda Football Club. If you're out there, if you're a Saints supporter, stick fat with the boys, because this is a bloody desert wasteland we're about to walk through hand in hand. But we're going to have arms over each other like a band of bloody brothers. Don't you doubt that for one second. But I saw a kid, Jimmy Webster. He's listed as a defender. Now, we'll talk a little bit later about some of the other St Kilda boys, but he's a defender, 240 grand. I believe Jimmy Webster will get significant midfield time. He looks a silky player. I think he's ready to step up into the midfield in this dearth of St Kilda midfield injury wasteland.
I think St Kilda shit. Any player you pick from St Kilda shit.
It's 240 grand. I see him getting a good 18 positions a game.
Could 240 go grand. This yes. Not rookie. This not primo. This wasteland player like your desert asshole.
Well, let's go to Johnny. Johnny, do you see any value in someone like a Jimmy Webster? Down at that 240 grand bracket, there is more significant profit to be made off such these ilks.
Oh, I totally agree. I think this is the year where one, maybe two of those sorts of players can sneak in your side,
make
you reasonable points and some money early on, and then you can flip them on maybe before the first buy. I think it's going to be too hard to have six rookies appreciating the way we used to. So I definitely think there's a space for players like that.
This will be a vast move away from your starting team last year when you were precisely guns and rookies. This must mean you are entertaining more than one mid-pricer. Could I ask you, is it midfield where you are going your mid-prices?
Well, I think this year, maybe where a mid-pricer line gets drawn. Let's call Beams and Murphy those guys. We'll say they're not mid-pricers. I think I do have a spot for a mid-pricer in there, whether that's Daisy Thomas, maybe Dom Tyson. I don't think I'll be fitting any others in the mids, that's for sure.
Have you thought about Caddy? Where does Caddy fit into your calculations? He's looking solid.
Yeah, I think it might sound surprising, but if Caddy makes it into my side, it'll be as my F6 and that's it.
Oh, this same you go in with very bloody strong forward line. Same like last year. Last year, bloody Travis Clark F5 and Karnisas F6. You take same strategy.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's looking that way. It is actually looking that way, and it wasn't intentional, but to me it just seems to fit best at the moment.
Again, it depends whether during these next, I know there's pracky matches coming up, this is a great shame over the next week or so as well, that you'll see strong teams being named in these practice matches this week and many of us won't get to see them and we'll get dodgy second-rate statistic out of them as well. But God, they'll tell us a lot, those practice matches. If you can get to any or if you can look at the stats, keep your eyes on the AFL website and keep up with them, because we want to see some of these rookies unearthed. I'm seeing Zach Merritt, Kennedy Harris, Kirsten, if he can get himself on the pitch as a possible forward rookie, and possibly Blees from Melbourne as well. So at the moment, I'm entertaining four shorter rookies in that forward line with only three of the premium. I've got very much a guns and rookie forward line at the moment. I can't find room for any mid prices.
I want to harp back on the champ, if I may.
Of course, Shane.
Given he has revealed his forward structure, given we have the bones of his defensive structure, which will include a greater spend than last year.
You're talking about scaffolding and structures.
Yes, Jock.
Yep. That's good.
We must obviously be going skinny in both the defence and ruck. I would like to start on the midfield. John, I am assuming you have Ablett. I am assuming you have Beams, Murphy. I am also assuming you are going skinny with your M2, M3. Am I correct?
No, look, I think even with what I've mentioned, if I wanted to, I could fit Pendles in at M2.
Oh,
but M3 probably becomes Mark Murphy pretty quickly, and I think it's a good price.
So your M3, you only spend bloody $4.98 on M3. This how you make money for your big forward line. This is interesting strategy, Mr. John.
It is very interesting. I know I want to get back to St Kilda, and I'm making the discussions come back to the Mortar St Kilda Football Club. Did you see the game of Luke Dunstan the other day, boys?
Yes, Jock. Looking lockish for mine.
Is it worth a discussion? I've stuffed him in there. He's on the bench in the midfield for me. Lukey Dunstan, 132,000, 22 touches. We'll play midfield. Stuff him in there.
He's a lock.
Yes, lock. And I also think the other Luke, Luke McDonald, would be a lock also. So at this stage, we are starting to lock down positions.
Yeah, look, we've got our structures. We've got our scaffolding.
Jock,
and we're just placing bricks. Yes, that's what we need to do.
Yes, everybody is building teams seemingly in defence around Sam Mitchell and Suckling, in the midfield around the likes of Ablett, Murphy, Beams.
Yeah.
In the forward line, most seem to be taking Dangerfield, Martin and Franklin, leaving the rest up for grabs. Now, my next question, Mr. John Bruin, champion of 2013, ruck structures, obviously of great importance this year. Care to shed any light there, my friend?
One that's causing some angst, because I'm not sold completely on what I have. Sanderlands is in there, and he'll be definitely playing if he stays fit the way he is. And I'm actually looking at the first week and thinking I might make that decision after the first round of the games, because you can lock Sanderlands on your bench, stick the E on him, and then see where everything else falls through that week as to who becomes your other ruck.
Time for my segment, Jock.
Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics.
Precisely as Mr. Bruin has said, I would like to propose that Aaron Sandilands will be the R3 emergency lock of the century, Jock.
Come on, explain to the community. Oh, I can see him out there with their little doe eyes looking up at their radio receptors listening to you, mate. Explain it to them. Map it out to them.
Yes, Jock. Frio played Collingwood in the first game of the 2014 season.
Yes.
Having Sandilands as your emergency bench allows you to have a look at his score.
Yeah.
Dependent on his score will somewhat determine what you do with him. I am proposing Sandilands as R3 emergency with Thurlow as your F5 or 6.
Doesn't this strategy rely on you having a player that doesn't score that?
Yes, Jock.
Do
yes.
you want to go on a round one with yes. a player that doesn't score over someone that's going to be a
I am quite happy to take a dummy ruck as I did last year, Jock.
Yeah.
A cheap 102,000 player ruck sitting at R4 to be switched onto the field if Sandilands scores highly. If Sandilands does score poorly, then we can exchange the likes of the Grundy or the Liv Haas, who I have been a very keen advocate for, on-field scoring points.
It's been very well documented in all the major print newspapers around the country about my doubts on Aaron Sandilands. Have been fielding many radio interviews
about this.
Yes, look, I've got to say, 47 hit-outs, 15 disposals. He looked majestic the other day. No doubt about that, okay? All I'm saying is don't structure your team around Sandilands, because you cannot... You cannot rely on this man to be on the park for each of the first, let's say, seven or eight rounds. You can't. Okay, have a look at history. If we're not, as fantasy footballers, students of history, students of the past of players, you know, how many games have they hit the park? Have they had injury concerns? He's a big bastard. He's about 12 metres high. He's got a sore foot. It'll flare up. I'm not sure he'll get through. Do you have to get him? Yes, you do. You have to select him. I'm just saying, don't structure your whole team.
Jock.
Okay?
I respect you as a human being.
Thank you.
I respect your passion.
Yes.
And I am saying you do need to structure your team around Aaron Sandilands.
No, that's
foolish. I am saying...
That's bloody foolish.
I am saying you take him at R3 emergency, knowing he will have games where he is substituted, knowing he will have games where he is rested. You cover him, Jock.
So what are you going to cover him with? Bloody Fraser Thurlow.
No,
young
Jock.
Boy just got out of his bloody nappies, and you're going to make him hit the team in an elite fantasy football team.
I am taking a lock R1
in
Ben McAvoy. I am taking two mid prices, either Grundy or Blivhas.
Okay, yeah, no.
With Sandilands as my emergency floater.
I don't mind.
My F4 will be a dummy ruck, Jock.
I don't mind that, as long as you've got that R3, who's likely to be an R1 for another
and
team.
And the beauty of the plan, as described in Quantum Team Mechanics, if one fails, Fraser Thurlow becomes the trade-out across ruck line.
Well, it'll be more
so effectively trading either Sandilands, if he fails, for an in-form ruck. Johnny Bruin, your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I think that's a great strategy. There's a good chance
I could
even go in doing that myself.
Thank you very much.
Righto, well, we're on rucks. I'm having a good hard look at Sam Jacobs as my R1. He's 460 grand. Shocking season last year. We know he's capable of premium output. He's looking leaner. He's looking fitter. He's hungrier. He's bloody dirty on himself for how he let his team down last year. I'm not expecting him to reach that 600,000 sort of ruckman, but I am expecting him to give me a solid 95 average output, which is what I want from him.
I say you this. In Payanma, there was one man with red hair. This one man never get crumpet. He always ask me, say me, what it like to touch girly? What it like? You say me this. Sam Jacob, red hair.
Yes.
He not get near the crumpet. What come?
We know Higo hasn't been near crumpet for quite a time. It doesn't mean he can't reach the elitehood of the Pantherons.
I
think he can reach, Sam Jacobs can come back to that sort of top-level premium ruckman that we saw in 2012.
Yes, and in my research, I have seen various websites. I do happen to know what you get up to, Jock.
And there was big talk about Brady Grundy. Interesting to see that Jared Witts played a significant role today down there in the Gold Coast practice match. As me grandkiddies would say, are we over Brady Grundy as an option at 363,000? Have you got a line through him?
I don't, Jock. John, Brody Grundy.
If you're going to go in with the three mid prices, then you have to consider him, but I can't say I'm all that excited by him as a prospect this year as an R2.
What about bloody big Hamish McIntosh, Higo? Your poster boy from early in the season. I saw he got through 30 minutes. That was very good. That was very bloody good.
Ridiculous, Jock. John, I'm very interested to hear of your forward line. Dane Zorko, I am assuming, given you said Caddy is at F6, I am assuming you have Dangerfield, Martin and Franklin. Very interested to hear of a possible F4, F5. I am thinking it might be Zorko.
I mentioned earlier that I thought Parker was in for a good year, so he could come in there. I still remain interested in Dixon only because of that ruck conundrum you were touching on before.
But if it
could come down to the team sheet for the Gold Coast, if there's a second ruckman, obviously he's playing forward, then you can't pick him in that case.
Well, we know in the Prakki match today he kicked 4 goals, but he was very much a forward player, and I think they might have designs on him as a solid forward option this year. I can't see him getting much time through the ruck, unfortunately.
You're probably right, Jock, and I'm leaning that way as well. I wish it wasn't so, because he'd be the perfect player to have in your forward line otherwise.
Big Cloak kicked 6 goals today, 9 marks, 15 posies against a full-strength Gold Coast. 513K is just a bridge too far.
Oh, 100%. I had him last year, as you well know. He did me well at the start, but there's no way I'll be going in with him this year at that price, and certainly not as a key forward.
Big news, of course, on Dale Gartlett, who was one of the very first rookies locked into many early teams. looking very clear he's not going to hit the field early if he does at all for the Hawks. That's a big blow for our forward rookies. But I suppose we've got a couple up there. Jay Kennedy Harris, for those of you who just sort of starting to get in touch with the thing now, looks a very... He didn't play in the last match of the NAB, but looks very much a lock, as Jay Clark identified earlier on. Gary Rowan as well, gentlemen. Played up forward, had limited supply the other day, but kicked three goals. He's looking a pretty solid option.
Yeah, I think he could sit on the bench. I think some people will start him in F6 and it may well come off, but I have a feeling he's going to be a pretty low scorer, actually. 40s and 50s most weeks, and then the odd 70, 80 when he kicks a bag or two.
Oh, this strategy become clear, very clear. Mr. John want to lock away his forward line early. This must give in defense. You say me, look, McDonald, you must play him in defense. You must play one more rookie in defense. You say me this.
Yeah, well, that's the key crouching, is to see who comes up round one and maybe sits on that D6 potentially. But at the moment, it's certainly not a sure thing. I think it's a bit optimistic, to be honest, but someone's going to jump in there and play round one, and if you pick the right one, they might be able to hold down D6, whether it's one of the Gold Coast guys, Langford at the Hawks.
Could even be Giorgio for Melbourne.
What's going on with Fuller? He was the apple of our eye. Matty Fuller for the Western Bulldogs. Has he even hit the park yet?
He full of shit, you ask me. I not see him, Mr. Jock.
Jock, we have Wayno on the line, mate.
Wayno, son, here you going, mate?
G'day, fellas. How's it going?
Good, mate.
Wayno.
You bastard's been watching the Eclipse of 500 a lot. It's been some good cast acts there.
Wayno, we have Mr. Bloody Johnny Bruin.
Big Johnny.
Big Johnny.
G'day, Wayno. How you going?
Crikey, I didn't know you had him on. Oh, he's the bloke that won last year. Is that right, isn't it?
Ah, yes, he bloody Grandmaster Champion.
He won the big bloody dance, Wayno, on his ear, mate.
G'day, Johnny. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Wayno. I'm doing nicely. Good to speak to you.
Oh, Johnny, first thing I want to ask you, what did you do with the big bus, the $50,000? What did you go out and get some strippers, or what did you do?
No, Wayno, look, I put it away for a rainy day, and it was a few big nights, but nothing too crazy.
Because that's the thing, if you put it away for a rainy day, my cousin Ronnie, he's got this venture thing that you can invest your money in. He grows these plants in his roof with some like lights and stuff like that, and he makes a lot of money off it. If you want to put some money into it, but $50,000, that would be, you know, if you need to make some more money off it, that'd be great.
Look, farming's a noble pastime, Wayno, so maybe we should have a chat after the show.
How big's his bloody roof? What's he growing, bloody market garden or something that big? You'd have to have a big bloody...
It could be mushrooms, Jock. Mushrooms grow without light.
No, that's true. That'd be a bloody good spot for mushrooms as well.
I do enjoy the protein-enabled Bovaya, the mushroom.
So do I, mate. So do I.
Cousin Ronnie, Uncle Jock, you know Cousin Ronnie, he's been doing this for... He's only been doing it for about 6 months or something.
Because he's in bloody Pentridge. He's in another jail.
I didn't think he was in work at the moment, mate. But anyway, look, Wayno, how's your grand plan going, mate? If ever there was a time to run your grand plan by someone, it would be here tonight, mate.
Agreed. Let us hear your grand plan, Wayno.
Let it rip.
Little ditty about Wayno's grand plan. A little advice to help you do the best you can.
Also, my grand plan is a full player in the midfield, Sam Savage from St Kilda. What do you reckon, fellas?
Mr. John, you're saying me this.
I think you get plenty of game time playing the Saints this year. Well, I'm a bit worried about how they're going to go as a team, though. I think he could be struggling a bit in the midfield if he doesn't have too many soldiers next to him. So I've got to say, I think he's a risky pick. He'll probably make a little bit of money, but I'm not sure if he's going to get you enough points, Wayno.
Johnny, you've got Del Cerno's pissed off. He's going to North. Jack Stevens done his foot. Lenny Hayes looks like he's done his hammy as well. There is a huge void sitting in that midfield. If there's one player who will cop the brunt of the tag, it's Montagna. Wouldn't go within a bull's roar of Montagna this year. But Savage, look, at that price he's at, maybe he's some sort of value.
Look, Jock,
You've got to have a think about the kid here.
Many players...
Looking at me with those bloody eyes you do when I say these blokes. You've got to think about the bloody kid.
There are many players awkwardly priced. And I think with the likes of Minchie, Tyson, Shane Savage becomes a too great a risk for mine.
But he's coming into a midfield and he's going to be like the king of bloody Sheba. Give me me midfield spot. Now, he's been at Hawthorn. He had the best...
Who else is going to take over that bloody spot?
Who else is going to take the bloody spot?
You're going to bring Nicky Wimard back or something.
Okay, I think Shane Savage, he bloody good pick. Yes. He bloody good pick. He played two games.
Yep.
He play a lot. He get good game time. He get good point. He only 341. He's very cheap.
And he's got to
You got to go Daisy there, guys, if you're looking at that price range. Oh,
Daisy. Well, that's the thing, Daisy.
You can have both. You can have both. You say me this.
You need the points. You can't get them both. I don't think you can fit both of those guys in this year in the mids, personally.
You're smart man, Mr. John.
Well, this is the thing. This is the critical thing, and John...
He's not off his dial,
Wayno. He's a learned... He's been under our fluffy plumage and feathers for a long, long time, mate, and he speaks bloody sense, I'm telling you right now, son.
I've got one more question for Big Johnny, that's all.
Yes.
Let it go,
Wayno. Who's your biggest breakout player this year? Doesn't matter if it's defence, whatever, midfield, whatever. Who's your biggest breakout player?
Breakout player. I think Luke Parker's going to be a good pick in the forward line. I think breakout's maybe going a little far. Everyone knows he's already quite the player. But of the Sydney Swans picks there, I think he's the one. I think he's good for a solid 100 average.
Awesome. Well, that's a bloody ripper. I'm pencilling him right now. Johnny said it. He's got the big money and everything. I'm with Jono.
Yes, there has been a great oscillation between Parker and Mitchell. And we are hearing from Mr. John Bruin, last year's champion, that Parker is the way to go. Approximately 10,000 separates the two, and I am with Mr. Bruin at this stage.
Higa, not all of us are rage bloody scholars. What's oscillation, mate?
Oscillation. It's a up and down movement in somewhat sinusoidal form, Jock.
Oh, yes. Good. Wayno, thank you, mate. Lukey Parker, mate. Keep your eye on him. Thanks for joining us, mate, and we'll speak to you next week, son.
Bye, Wayno.
No worries, fellas. Hey, Johnny, I'm pretty good, mate, with Jay Clark there. Like, you know, Jay Clark from Herald Sun. Like, I've got a bed bunk in his bedroom now. Like,
yeah, right.
His missus on the double bed and stuff, but me and him on the double bunk. But you seem like a top bloke, so if you want to come over for a sleepover, let us know.
All right, Wayno, I will. Say go to Jay for me.
I will. See you,
mate.
Outstanding. Interesting conundrum, mid prices, particularly in the midfield, Jock.
Higa, Rhodes, Scottish, mate.
We have...
conundrum.
We have Mitch Grigg, Jock.
You're loving Mitch Grigg, aren't you?
I had a look early. High risk, high reward.
Higa, it's another high risk pick that I just don't know whether the upside matches what you're putting on the line. Mm. It's hard to fit those players in the midfield. You sort of want to stick to the rookies or the primos. And like I said... Daisy Thomas, he's cheaper, isn't he? I think he's done it before. I'd stick with him.
Yes, so it appears many cheap options in the mid. Is that where the cash is to be made, John?
Clearly, the rookies in the midfield are the only ones that we're going to be able to bank on for giving us points. But I think there's a fine line between having too many of those guys and the right amount. So it's hard to say how many primos you want to go in there. I think everyone's going to have a personal preference and probably comes down to the mid-prices you pick on the other lines.
One thing that's in my mind at this stage is a lot of the super coaches and dream teams listening in to start constructing teams. And as I say, we often have a big chunk of premiums who we lock in. We probably don't tend to discuss all those premiums as much in the podcast. We're starting to get those rookies unearth themselves, and we tend to talk around the middle about these players in the mid-price bracket. I'm always concerned that those listening might think that it's okay to pick too many of these mid-price players. Now, what I want to make abundantly clear, and I invite you gentlemen to correct me wherever that's appropriate, I might be a bloody father of fantasy and one of the finest fantasy minds ever to have graced his country, but look, I'm open to feedback. Anyone in the community, open to feedback. Am I right in saying you only want to pick one or two of these sort of ticky-touch woods mid-price boys? And you said before, maybe Dale Thomas we don't count as one of those. Maybe Mark Murphy we count them as premiums. But I mentioned before Jimmy Webster. These ilks of players, you don't want to go in with very many of these at all, do you?
No, that's right. I think if you can start a team that has only two or three of them at the most, you just give yourself a good chance to correct them and make sure you're set from round three, which is where the real action happens. No one picks the perfect team. My team last year certainly wasn't. So make sure you give yourself a chance to get it right from the start after a round or two.
Oh, this same like sometime when you see lady down street and you wink her and she not wink you back. This bad choice. Next lady, you wink her and she grab on your body like one of your Australian koalas.
Yes, yes.
You make bad choice early, you correct tried.
Yeah.
And someone like Robbie Gray.
Beautiful.
Someone like Mitch Krieg. Someone like bloody, who's someone else bloody who may be potential risk player? Yeah. You say me this.
Josh Caddy.
Josh Caddy.
Dane Zorko.
Dane Zorko. You grab on them like koala after corrective trade. Welcome.
As long as you're not Sean Higgins, Jack Watts or Sean Attlee.
You Jock,
crazy bastards.
Jock, I like Sean Higgins.
We're going to get you through that, mate.
Okay, thank you.
The first step is admitting you've got the problem.
I sang you a song, Jock.
It was a beautiful song.
I have a problem.
Yeah, you'll be fine, mate. We'll get this through because we're a community that help each other out. We've got problems. We've got questions. We band together as a beautiful community, and that's what we're about, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
John, it's always a great pleasure to chat with you, mate. Your insights are right up there at the very cutting edge. We hope you do very well in Supercoach 2014. Why not go for the 50 grand again, mate?
Well, that's the plan, Jock, but I'm not sure whether we can make lightning strike twice, but don't worry, that's what we'll be going for.
Follow John on Twitter. It's at I'm John B. That's I'm John B. Follow him on Twitter. He's got some sensational insights. Peter, thank you very much for another ripping podcast, mate. It's been a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching One, always a pleasure to be with you as well.
Welcome.
Have a wonderful week, community. We've only got less than 2 weeks to go. Get yourself fired up, get your brain switched on, and have a very good week.
See you later, guys.
Every year I pick my team, I start to dream the dream of $50,000. My team is set, there's no regret. I just select my favorite guns and rookie players. I watch the nab and start to think that this must be the year to take a risk or two. And then I go and spoil it by picking someone stupid like a burn man.